we've got two really big challenges. One will be getting enough marshals, but then we always have that as a challenge at an event anyway. And the other one will be making sure that we've got enough marshals actually trained. We have a 3-year training program in that fully trained marshals, they have to renew their training every third year. So with having been in lockdown and not being able to travel backwards and forwards to the UK, we haven't been able to do very much training for the best part of 18 months. So we're going to have in the region of 2,000 marshals who need training between now and the TT next year. That will be a real challenge.
And it, of course, it's not just marshals who are available on Ireland. Obviously, you look to the likes of the UK and further afield for numbers. How important are they, and especially how important are those numbers, and what challenges does that pose, considering especially right now, and we don't know how long for, we're going to still have travel restrictions in place?
To give you an idea of the numbers, only 25% of our marshals come from on island, and for an event we sign on between 1,800 and 2,000 marshals. 60% are from the UK and the remainder from the rest of the world, so it is a massive problem for the off-island marshals. For someone signing up brand new to marshalling, the process isn't that full one-day training. We have been simplifying it as much as we can with the race organisers